Hubble Space Telescope will be launched, and one of its jobs will be to hunt for galactic black holes. Located above Earth's obscuring atmosphere, Space Telescope may provide images of a broad whirlpool of stars and gas that should surround black holes. By measuring the velocities of infalling gas, astronomers will be able to gauge the black hole's mass. After surveying many galaxies, astronomers expect to discover that giant black holes dwell at the cores of most of them. However, most of these black holes are now quiet. They're sleeping giants from an earlier age when the universe was far more dynamic. For December the 16th, that's star date. For the McDonald Observatory at the University of Texas at Austin, I'm Joel Block.
Thank you, Joel. Thank you so much. Well, it's 3 minutes after 10 o'clock on Saturday night. The program is called Brain Damage, and you're about to find out why.
Here comes John O'Leary, our announcer on the Rod and Charles Show.
Last week he decided he was going to write a bestseller and become rich and famous.
Yes, fellows, it isn't enough to be merely the smoothest, silkiest announcing voice in Canada, continually saying such things as, "The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation presents the Rod and Charles Show, a quarter hour of fun and information for boys and girls and eavesdropping parents everywhere. Starring Charles Winter and Rod Conybeare, who write the sketches and do all the voices themselves."
How's your book coming along, John?
Oh, fooey to that book writing bit.
Why?
Do you know how long a book is? Thousands and thousands of words.
Well, certainly. Some books are hundreds of thousands of words.
Do you know how long it takes to write that many words? It might take a whole week.
Well, some writers, John, work for years to write one book.
Well, I can't spare that amount of time. I want to become rich and famous overnight.
So you're giving up the literary life?
Not at all. I know a way I can make myself famous by just writing a few paragraphs.
The plot thickens.
Yeah, well, let's thicken our own plot, which is entitled
Charles Turns Purple.
I had a very unusual experience the other day.
Somebody asked you for your autograph.
It began when I got mad.
Because nobody asked you for your autograph.
It was raining very hard. I had my raincoat on and I was running for a bus. I was running along the sidewalk and the bus driver was looking right at me. I was going to make it. I was just about 6 inches away from the doors. He had waited just for fun to see me get mad. And boy, was I mad. I shook my fist at him. "Why, you blankety blank, 00, exclamation point, exclamation point!" And then a car came by and splashed me from head to toe, so I was double angry. "Why, you blankety blank, after a 00, exclamation point!"
Gee, Charles, you swear just like in the comic books.
I turned purple with rage.
Well, I know how you felt. I mean, bus drivers make a sport of that kind of thing.
I was purple all over.
Sure, I'd be too. And those clowns in their cars, they never think of pedestrians.
I was literally purple.
Yeah. Well, now, wait a minute. Not literally.
Literally.
Charles, to say that you were literally purple means you actually were purple colored.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You are?
Yes. Now, keep your yappy trap shut while I continue my tale. Stopped and the sun came out, but I still was mad. I was walking to my destination. You know the rule about buses. They were all going the other way. I walked by some kids.
"Hey, guys, look at the purple man.
Hiya, hiya, purple man."
I turned to look back at them, and I caught sight of myself in a mirror in a beauty shop window. My face was entirely purple.
Tell me the truth, Doctor. Has my blood stopped circulating?
No, no. Your blood's the same color it always was. Green.
Green?
Can't you take a joke? You're always telling jokes on your program.
Doctor, off the air, I'm grim and serious. Now tell me, what's happened?
Well, my diagnosis is that you've turned purple.
But how? Why?
Dear chap, you've turned purple with rage. We all do when we get really mad. You've gotten more really madder than most people ever get. You must have quite a temper. But don't worry, it'll go away. Purpleitis only lasts about 24 hours.
Really? You're not kidding me.
Of course not. You're normal in every other way. You're the same person you've always been, a thought which saddens me, but I guess you're used to it by now.
Well, thanks a lot, Doc.
Yes.
Say, have you ever seen acute appendicitis?
Well, of course.
Was it really much better looking than an ugly appendicitis?
Oh, no. I must control myself. One purple person in the room is enough.
I decided I'd go about my normal duties. I got on a bus and took a seat toward the back. It got more and more crowded. A woman came down the aisle and was about to sit beside me. Then she stood up. Go ahead, lady.
That's all right.
Well, there's plenty of room. Why not sit down?
It's quite all right. I prefer to stand.
Oh, but that's silly. You look tired, and there's the seat.
Is this guy bothering you, lady?
He insists I should sit beside him.
Well, why not? The seat's empty.
Maybe the lady don't want to sit beside purple people, pal.
Boy, was I mad. I got even more purple. I was so mad. I was all ready to stand up and yell, "Listen, lunkheads, I happen to have a case of purpleitis, but it isn't contagious, and it won't rub off, and I'm as good for sitting beside as any one of you. I'm Charles Winter, and nobody ever gave a second thought to sitting beside me on a bus before."
Good for you, Charles. What did they say then?
Nothing. Because I didn't say it. I just thought about saying it.
What? You mean you didn't have the courage to tell them off?
Well, no, Rod, because I looked around at all the faces, and you know something? I was suddenly frightened.
You were? Why?
Because I realized I was all alone.
But you said the bus was filled up.
No, I was all alone being purple.
Oh.
There was no other purple person there. For the first time in my life, I was different. And yet underneath, in my mind, where it really counted, I wasn't different at all. But they didn't know that. I felt strange walking along my street. I went up the walk to my house, went inside, took my coat off, and in a moment... Oh, hi, Dexter. My next-door neighbor.
Charlie! Is it really you, Charlie?
Well, of course.
Yeah, but... this is your nose, your lips, your stringy neck.
Kindly remove your fingers from my physiognomy, will you?
Oh, boy. I saw this purple guy walk into your house, and I thought he was a burglar.
Well, he isn't.
Charlie, mind if I close the door?
Look, Dexter, I'm in no mood to visit.
Yes, sure, but... what are you going to do?
I'm going to have my lunch, thank you.
Yeah, but... I mean, you know how the neighbors are.
No, I don't, and I haven't asked them lately.
Frankly, I don't care what color anybody is, but... Well, there's old man Jones down the street. You know him, Charlie. And there's Mrs. Smith across the road.
What
and you know
are you driving at,
well,
Dexter?
Well, just that once people find out you're purple...
Does it really make a difference?
Oh, not really. No, of course not. But you know how people are. Suppose some of us want to sell our houses. Well, people might not want to buy them from us when they know there's a purple family in the neighborhood.
I'm not a family.
Well, no, but maybe you'll get married and have purple children.
Now I'm mad. I am Charlie Winter, the same Charlie Winter you've all known for years. I am the guy who plays piano at all your parties. Why, you always insist I sit down and play, and you always ask me to sing. You know how it's been, Dexter. Why, you're the cream of my cornflakes, the apple on my tree. You're the one who has always
Charlie, sure. Listen, we'd love to have you come back to the old neighborhood to play piano and sing for us.
Why, you
Charlie, you grabbed me by the scruff of the neck.
You were such a pal, such a good neighbor, borrowing my lawnmower.
I still will borrow your lawnmower, Charlie.
Your wife borrows sugar when she runs out.
Just leave it on the back fence and we'll do that, too.
You're prejudiced against me just because I've turned a different color, and yet I'm the same me I ever was.
Charlie, let go of my scruff. It's hard to breathe.
I ought to knock your block off.
You wouldn't dare hit a white man, Charlie.
A what?
A white man like me. Now, you wouldn't dare.
You're not white, Dexter. You never have been. You're kind of pink, turning red at the moment.
Let me go, Charlie.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Gee, I've heard that you purple people are violent.
So I've got to move out of the neighborhood.
Now, look. Look, Charlie, it's other people. They figure a neighborhood should be one color.
But I can play the piano for you.
Oh, sure. You purple people are good musicians.
At that point, Rod, I was suddenly calm. I wasn't mad anymore at all. I was curious.
Tell me, Dexter, why do you think all these other people are prejudiced against purple people like me?
Well, first of all, it's spooky.
What is?
Well, I mean, to see a purple face, it makes you sort of afraid.
Well, why?
Well, because it doesn't look like us, I guess.
Okay. But then I open my mouth and talk, and you see that I talk your language and live and breathe the same way you do.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, also, you see, there's the fact that there are so few of you and so many of us.
Well, so what?
Well, I guess we can feel superior to you because we outnumber you.
Well, why do you want to feel superior?
Well, because everybody wants to feel important.
Well, do you really feel more important just because you're a certain color and I'm not?
Yeah. Well, it's easy that way, I guess.
Oh, what do you mean, easy?
Well, it's an easy way to feel important. I mean, you don't have to do anything to be a color. You're just it.
Well, in other words, instead of trying to become important by building a better mousetrap or being a smarter or a nicer human being, some people are too lazy. They're content to feel important just because they're a different color than other people.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Charlie!
Well, what now?
Charlie, you're coming back!
I am?
I turned and looked in my mirror.
Oh.
And sure enough, my face is getting whiter.
Nice, Charlie, you're looking more like the real you every second.
And finally, I was myself again.
Charlie, you can stay with us. Welcome back.
But the funny thing is, Rod, I'm not very proud of being back.
I see what you mean.
You know, I wish more people would get really angry.
You do?
I wish everybody gets so angry they turn purple for a day.
I get you.
If they did, it soon wouldn't matter which color of the rainbow anybody was.
John says he knows the way to become famous overnight as a writer.
By just writing a few paragraphs.
Right, but I'd certainly not write such dull information as, "This has been the Rod and Charles Show, a quarter hour of fun and information produced by John Cantillon in the Toronto studios of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Sound effects by Alex Sheridan, technical operation Brian Wood. This was program number 3 in a series of 13 and was made available to this station by the International Service of the CBC. You want to know how I can become rich and famous as a writer by just writing a few paragraphs?
Yes.
Simple. Instead of writing books, I review books. I become a book critic.
John, a good book critic has to have a vast knowledge of literature. He must be able to talk about writing style.
Nonsense. I can ad-lib a terrific book review. For instance, this book I have in my hand.
War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy.
It so happens I've never read it, but I can review it right now.
Let's hear you do it.
War and Peace is very solid. It is very thick, and the glue in the binding seems to be very dependable.
I was especially pleased by the gold lettering on the front. All in all, I can recommend War and Peace as a good heavy weapon to protect yourself from footpads and pickpockets for one crack over the head and their gunners. Also, it would serve beautifully for pressing flowers or autumn leaves. How's that for a book review?
I will admit, I've never heard one like it.
It'll start a whole new trend. I really review the books themselves, instead of all that dull printing inside.
How do you suppose he'd review our show?
He wouldn't. He'd review the radio the sound came from.
See you next time, everybody.
You're in tune with WUSB in Stony Brook. Yes. We were playing with all kinds of fun things tonight. No particular reason. We just are doing things a little bit differently. Yeah. 632-6901 is our telephone number, and we're going to be exploring various places tonight. Any suggestions, give us a call. One call is all we have. Two calls, and I'll pick up the phone. How's that? Make it worthwhile. 632-6901. Portuguese music, that's what this is. And before that, of course, the Rod and Charles show. I'll bet it's been years since you've heard that. What? You've never heard it? You've never heard of the Rod and Charles show? It's a staple in Canada. It's the country up to the north of us. Rod and Charles show. We heard a program called Charles Turns Purple. And it's pretty neat because it's one of the things I discovered in our record library. Yes, this was the week for quite a while now. Months. Years. Decades almost. The record library has been a mess. Records have been piling up on the floor. But this week, a bunch of us got together and we put everything back on the shelves and neatened it up quite a bit. So we're finding all this amazing music and amazing weird things that we've forgotten about, you know? I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there, a lot. We've got about 40,000 records, and you name it, we can find it. And I think we're going to be proving that just a little bit tonight as we explore the various hemispheres of the world. Portuguese music, that's one thing we found. We found Rod and Charles. We found all kinds of amazing things. So we'll be playing a little bit of that, but we'll also be taking your phone calls at 632-6901. So stay with us. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. Eric, that's some of the greatest music I've ever heard.
Isn't it amazing? I'm just sort of sitting here, you know, with the lights out, staring at the wall, and it's kind of tranquil, you know what I mean?
Actually, I know exactly what you mean.
Wow, it's just so incredible. I could sit here like this all night long.
You know, I was contemplating doing that, but then I realized, hey, wait a second. This is supposed to be a call-in show, and there's nobody calling.
Yeah, because they're all sitting transfixed.
Well, I think this is a conspiracy all planned by you so that you wouldn't have to speak today.
Well, you know, Barbara Bush's laryngitis is catching. And in sympathy, I wasn't going to say very much tonight.
I see. I figured you out. Figure. Let me get my new lips. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I figured you out.
That's better.
Oh, these fit much better.
Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from the beautiful State University of New York campus at Stony Brook.
Oh, that's right nearby here.
Oh, actually, you're right in it.
I'm right in the thick of it, yes.
Oh, the thick of it. That's an apropos statement for this campus.
Sir, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What the hell happened to the weather? I mean, come on. Every single time they predict snow, we don't get any snow. You know, and I'm getting just a little bit fed up with it.
It's incredible just how stupid the weathermen have looked over
the last
4 days.
Jim just gave me the weather forecast. Forget it. No, I'm not even going to look at it. 9 inches they forecast last night. 9 inches. I wake up this morning. Nothing, as usual. Nothing.
Well, there certainly wasn't 9 inches of snow outside, I can tell you that.
It's
and
nine
Wednesday
inches
we were supposed to get 4 or 5 inches, too, and I didn't see any snow on Wednesday. Did you, Eric?
I saw no snow on Wednesday. And twice in 1 week they got us with these ridiculous forecasts.
They owe us now about 14 inches of snow.
Man, what is it, you know? It's like, why are we always so disappointed when it comes to snow? Why is that? I mean, we've got the cold, right? And then, you know, I went out last night about 8 o'clock or so, and it's snowing. It's snowing, and it's sticking onto the ground, and I'm so happy. I'm saying, wow, by tomorrow there's going to be a foot of snow on the ground. Then I go to the store, and I come out of the store, and what's happening? It's raining. Well, why is it raining? It's like 25 degrees outside. For some reason, it decided to rain. And it keeps on raining, and then it stops.
Well, that wasn't really rain. That was more like snain.
Something like that. Whatever it was, it wasn't snow.
No, it certainly wasn't snow. It was snain.
Well, what can we as people do, you know? Who do we protest to?
Well, we have to, first of all, stop using those aerosol cans. But we won't get into that, otherwise the doomsday is going to call up.
That's true. Yeah, we don't want to be in a pessimistic mood, after all.
It is Christmas.
Yeah. Cheery time of year.
I hate Christmas.
You do?
I do.
Why, are you a Grinch?
No, actually, I think that Christmas has been packaged.
Packaged, you say?
Packaged, I say. I mean, it's turned into this merchandising buy and sell and buy and sell holiday, and so everybody forgets about, like, the Christmas cheer and all that. Like, I want, get me, I want. Oh, this looks nice, I think I'll have two of those. Oh, wow, that looks great, get me that. Ah!
Do you know what time the mall closes?
9:30.
Ah, rats. Sorry, continue.
So, I just think that, and I was at the mall today, and that's probably why I feel this way, but people just turn into vicious, hungry animals, and they try and find something for their closest friends. They're $10 off! You know,
yes.
I mean, you're buying for people, and they're looking for, like, I want $10 off, please, let me speak to the manager.
Yes, the manager.
And then you have people who, like, try and use their credit cards, and they're over the limit. And then you stand online wondering what the hell this idiot is doing. I mean, Christmas shopping is such a joy, isn't it?
Oh, it can be.
Yeah,
as long as
you stay out of the malls.
I think it's more of a fun to watch Christmas shopping in action.
Well, see, I did that today. I did my shopping yesterday, and today I watched shopping.
We just stood there and stared?
Well, I was dragged along shopping with my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Because she had to do shopping for the family and stuff. And so, we did this shopping deal, and I noticed that not so much men, this is not a sexist statement at all, but women just turn into these nasty, vicious, hungry, hoarding, treacherous animals, grabbing and clawing at the last possible thing that they might fit into. You know, like they're a size 12 and they're looking at a size 5.
This sounds like a Kathy comic strip.
Oh, please, let's not even talk about Kathy. I saw a write-up about Kathy's comic strip, and it said just what I felt, actually. It was like, you know, the comics aren't funny, and nobody wants to hear about a woman writing about how screwed up it is to be a woman, a fat woman at that. And then the drawings suck, too.
Yeah, well, what can you say?
Yeah, well, I guess you don't have to read Kathy, but I don't know. Christmas shopping's just not my cup of tea.
Uh-huh. What is your cup of tea?
Staying away from malls on... Well, actually, what is my cup of tea? Well, I actually, right at this very moment, am studying. Well, was studying.
Everybody in the world seems to be studying. Even though people that are studying, they aren't taking any classes. It's like some kind of a disease that's spreading over the whole region.
Actually, finals are next week, and so studying has totally engulfed the area.
I know. Don't I know it.
But I'm taking a small break just to listen to this show.
Oh, that's good. And listen to some Portuguese guitar music.
Yes, actually.
We're going. Let me let you in on a little secret here.
Sure.
We're going to be going on a trip today.
We could be going on a trip
we
today?
We are going on a trip today.
Ooh.
So get near your radio because we're going to be going all throughout Europe, live and in color.
Oh, I like going on trips.
Yeah, well, I do too. And no caffeine either.
Oh, no caffeine, that's bad for you.
No, yes, well, no caffeine is good for you.
You know, I got one of my Christmas gifts already.
You know, I discovered that that Snapple soft drinks, you know, those all-natural soft drinks, they have NutraSweet in them.
That stuff causes cancer.
Yeah, that sorry sure does cause cancer. It causes all kinds of neat things. So
it certainly does.
You got to be careful with that.
Yeah, well, I try not to drink that caffeine stuff.
Oh, what's going on?
It's really bad for you, and it causes, like... Actually, if you dose a rat with, like, 1 million milligrams of caffeine, he dies of cancer.
Well, you shouldn't do that.
No. Oh, this is such a fun toy. I think everyone should get a Yamaha PSR-27.
That's a brand name and a specific model, so... Don't advertise it.
I'm sorry. Well, I think everyone should get one of these things that I got for Christmas, because it's so much fun.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, you could make all sorts of fun noises. This is like a great toy. It really is a great toy.
Well, if you want a great toy, get a radio station, because you can do anything to people. You can fade them down like this. You can fade them back up like that. You can put an echo on them. You can put a slow echo on them.
Oh, you can echo me?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty interesting. I've never been echoed.
Anything's possible here. Anything at all.
Well, this is Stony Brook, and anything is possible here at Stony Brook.
That's certainly true.
Did you go to school here, Eric?
Yes, I did, and it's I believed it when I went here, and it was proven to me many, many times. Anything can happen at Stony Brook.
Oh, that is so true. And anyone who's listening and is going to Stony Brook, sit back going, that's so true.
Just sit back, and we'll prove it to you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, did you? I guess you graduated then.
Yes, I couldn't help it.
When did you graduate?
I tried a few years back. Not too many years back, but enough.
Cool. Yeah.
To know all the ins and outs.
Yeah, well, you have to in order to get through the system.
Yeah, otherwise you get slaughtered, you know?
You do. You do. You get slaughtered by the bureaucratic, etc., exclamation point, question mark, number sign, at sign.
Right. Ritual slaughter happens every day. It's not a pretty sight, but it's necessary.
Well, this is Stony Brook.
Yeah.
Suffolk Anything. County, Stony Brook.
Anything so, can
Stony
happen.
Stony Brook, Suffolk County.
Stony Brook is the center of the world.
So actually, a friend of mine said that Long Island as a whole was the armpit of the United States of America.
Well, I hope you slugged him when he said that.
No, actually, I'm from the city, so I kind of said, you know, you're right.
Ah, well.
But
anything is possible here.
Yeah.
Sir, our boat is about to leave.
Okay, well, let's, why don't we sail off?
We are sailing. We're sailing away, and you're coming with us, and so is everybody else that's listening, so... Stay
yeah,
by your radio.
Sailing music, actually.
Stay by the radio and don't panic.
reach.
You have called a number on your party line. Please hang up your phone. The number you have called will ring. Lift your receiver after 15 seconds and... You have called a number on your party line. Please hang up your phone. The number you have called will ring. Lift your receiver after 15 seconds and...
You may wonder why we're playing all this Portuguese music. Well, when you take a boat and you go over the ocean and you position it in a certain kind of a way, the first country you hit is Portugal. Huh? Clever, I think. Well, let's see where that can get us. Oh, I get it. Nowhere with this phone system. We can't even get off campus. Let's, Oh, this is lovely. Can't go anywhere if you can't get off campus. We'll see what we can do. We'll be right back.
Telephones, Carrie, may I help you?
Yes, hello, operator. I need overseas information, please.
I'm with me.
Thank you.
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
Good evening. AT&T, may I help you?
Yes, hello. I need overseas information, please, for Portugal.
Thank you. One moment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a nice state-of-the-art digital connection. It's beautiful. I apologize for the delay, folks, but we could not get an off-campus line.
Your international call cannot be completed as dialed.
That means she made a mistake. Portugal is actually the furthest west of all the Western European countries.
Sorry to keep you waiting one moment.
Okay, thank you. We're attempting to open up a circuit directly to that magical land, where one day somebody played this guitar for us. Here we go. Portugal, on the phone.
Miss Boa?
Yes, good evening. This is the AT&T operator. We need information.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, party.
Yes, hello. I need information. I need the number for the telephone company, please.
The telephone company. Which one, Marconi or TLP?
Marconi would do fine.
Okay, Marconi, that's me. You want the main number, the general number?
The general number, yes.
Yes, okay. It's 5241. This was the number. 524191. But it's closed now.
Okay, what time is it there now?
It's 22:04 a.m.
Okay.
But listen, we'll be open next Monday.
Next
tomorrow.
You'll be open on Sunday.
Yes.
Oh, it's Sunday there now, so you'll be open Monday. Okay.
And today it's Sunday in Portugal, so it's closed.
Okay, it's still Saturday here. But,
yes.
Okay, I'll call on Monday.
America.
Yes.
But listen, what can I do for you in the telephone company?
Well, I just wanted to get information sent to me as far as the how the phone company operates, how many subscribers you have, that kind of thing.
Oh, I see. Okay, you have to call back in next Monday, okay?
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks for your help.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you, operator.
You're welcome, sir.
And that's our first country on the list. Portugal, yes. Where do we go from here? Well, that's a good question. Spain, perhaps, huh? Spain is the next country after Portugal, and this is our guided tour of Europe. So let's wander about a bit and see what other adventures await us. Of course, it all depends on getting an outside line, which is a very difficult thing here at Stony Brook. So we'll keep trying, and we'll return as soon as we have an open line. where we're going. Spain?
Yes, Spain.
Ah, I need the telephone number for the phone.
Where are you calling from, sir?
United States.
Okay, you ask for your operator.
The operator is online, I believe.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry? They hung up on me. The Spaniards have hung up. This means war. Well, just because you're rebuffed by one country doesn't mean you can't have fun in the next, so our trip continues now as we cross the border to France. Stay with us.
Il ne m'a jamais dit
Les trompettes, elles partent de Jéricho, elles résonnent dans ma tête, s'englottent dans un écho. Moi je voudrais bien qu'elles chantent pour le garçon qui va m'aimer, pour mes amis dans la tourmente.
Information. Hello?
Yes, I need the telephone number for that local phone company, please, in France.
Thank you, 1 minute.
Thank you.
Yes, good evening. This is the AT&T operator. We need information for your local phone company, please. A telephone number?
What is the name of the company?
What is the name of the company, sir?
Well, it's the telephone company.
What is the name?
It's the telephone company in France.
Yes, but I have many, many telephone companies.
Well, it's the one you work for.
Is it Paris?
Yes, it is.
And you don't know the street? You have only a telephone company?
No, I don't have a street.
So there are many, many telephone companies. I need more information.
Isn't there just one phone company in France?
No, I have many, many.
Can you give me just one of the numbers?
I need the space. I can't give you possible. I have many, many.
Well, I suppose I'll have to look up the street then. I'll get back to you.
Thank you.
René Roseau sur une musique de Francis May, musique à tout va. Si je vous dis que derrière ça, derrière cette...
And our next stop, of course, would be Luxembourg, because that's next to France, and well, we don't have any Luxembourgian music, unfortunately. It's one thing we couldn't find in the library. But they do speak a lot of French over there. You know, especially when the tour groups from France come over. And, well, we'll just keep playing Edith Piaf while we look for the phone company in Luxembourg. This is so much fun. Touring Europe brings back such memories. And all these calls, by the way, are free. There's no charge incurred. Service of all the various phone companies of the world. I'm sure they'll figure out a way around that. Okay, thank you. Luxembourg, yes, a little tiny country. Very mountainous and picturesque. Here we go.
Luxembourg.
No one picking up. Do you know? Does that mean something when they don't pick up?
I don't know why they're not. Hold on. You like they're picking up.
Luxembourg.
Yes, operator. This is the United States. Give them the name and the address, please.
Okay, I'm looking for the telephone number for the phone company in Luxembourg, please.
For what?
For the telephone company in Luxembourg.
Which company?
The company that handles telephone calls.
The post office, you say?
Yes, the post office. The main number.
Hold on.
Thank you. Excuse me.
You said a post office or a telephone company, sir?
I'm sorry?
You said a post office or a telephone company?
Well, you see over there, the post office runs the phone company.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's kind of a big bureaucracy. I'm sure glad they don't do that here.
All right.
Four seven six five one.
I thought that's what it was. Thank you very much.
There should be no reply until next Monday.
Right. I'm calling now to avoid the rush. But thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Where do you think we go from here? We've been to Portugal, Spain, France, and now Luxembourg. So where do we go next? Oh, let's take a look at the map here. Luxembourg. Okay, we could... we've got a choice here. Either we go to Germany or we go to Belgium. And I think, tactically speaking, so that we get through most of Europe tonight, hopefully all of Europe tonight. Somebody told me, they said, Eric, I'll bet you can't get through all of Europe in one night. Well, I'm going to prove that if they're not wrong, at least they're not as right as I thought they were. So let's go to Belgium. We don't have any Belgium music either. They do speak French in Belgium, the Walloons and all those kind of people. And they also speak Dutch, the Flemish, to the northern part of the country. The southern part of the country speaks French. The northern part of the country speaks Dutch. And people in the middle don't really care. And we are going to go to the Dutch part. And then we're going to play some Dutch music. And then we'll go to the Dutch part. And then we'll wander around from there. Yeah. Sounds good, huh?
Traditionally Dutch. Radio Nederland presents Dutch traditional music in new arrangements. Dutch musicians from the light music scene were invited to arrange music from Holland's traditional repertoire, such as hymns, folk dances, and children's songs. The result is a series of 15-minute programs varying in character from easy listening music to progressive jazz. Today, music from the pen of Ger van Leeuwen.
Yes, hello. Yes, this is AT&T in New York. Operator, I need a number for the Belgium phone company. What city, sir?
Let me think. I think it's the capital city, which would be, not Antwerp. Brussels, that's it. Thank you. No need to thank me so many times. Telephone company in Belgium. That's what we're looking for. And where shall we go after that? That's entirely up to us. What do you think of Western Europe so far, folks? I'd like to hear your opinions. Not every radio station gives you a guided tour.
Two one three four one one one.
Could you say that one more time, please?
341
213-4111.
Okay, I think I got it.
Okay.
Thank
all right,
you,
thank you, operator.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Good night. Yes, hello. I need overseas information, please, for Holland or the Netherlands.
What information do you need there?
I need the main number for the telephone company in Amsterdam.
Telephone company?
Yes. Thank you.
Operators are busy. Please wait.
Hello, Amsterdam?
Yeah, this is AT&T in New York. I have a customer on the line.
Yes?
Who needs some information only.
Yes?
Oh, go ahead, sir.
Yes, hi, good morning. I need the...
what can I do for you?
I need the telephone number for the phone company in Amsterdam.
Which phone company?
Oh, the main phone company. I guess you would call it the PTT?
Yes, but, it's a very big company. What department do you want?
I just want the general information number.
General information number? About what?
This would be about statistics, number of customers, number of telephones, that kind of thing.
Anyway, it's closed today. You have to call Monday morning.
Well, I realize that. I'm getting the number now because information is usually busy during the weekdays.
One moment.
Can't argue with that, can I?
Is it about the telephone or about the post?
Telephones.
Hello?
Yes, it's about telephones.
Then you have to call 1 moment.
We're killing time in Holland. So
yes, you have to dial Amsterdam, 749411.
Okay.
749411. It's a telecom in Amsterdam.
Okay, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Goodbye. And so we leave Holland. What a pleasant place that was. Well, we've been to the Netherlands. Oh, yes, that works fine. Beautiful. We've been to the Netherlands, and now we are going to Germany. I should clarify that. West Germany. For now. Thank you. Sorry about that pause. We try not to do things like that. It's unavoidable sometimes, though. We're negotiating a line to Germany, West Germany. Yes.
All right. The number is 1810. The city code 228.
Oh, my God. What happened here? Thank you, operator.
You're welcome.
They outsmarted us. They went and asked for the number without taking us along with them. Okay. Two can play at that game. I don't know what I mean by that, but I'll be back with a plan. So, it's over to Switzerland we go. Where hopefully we'll see a bit more of the countryside. Another one of these pauses we were talking about before. It happens, you know? Short songs. Ah.
I'm trying to ring them now, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
International call.
Sorry to keep waiting so long.
Oh, it's okay. I was doing other things.
Thank you.
Please be patient. We will answer your call as soon as possible.
Thank you. Talk about weird rings. Taking his sweet time in Switzerland. Must be from all that chocolate. Oh, well, she did say to be patient, and I'm trying. Okay, thank you.
Please be patient. We will answer your call as soon as possible.
Yeah, I've heard that before. In Switzerland. And neighboring Germany is playing the music awfully loud. That's why you still hear that. And we also don't have any Swiss music. So bear with it. We'll be going somewhere else. Going somewhere else really soon. Would it be possible to try Italy instead?
Yeah, I could call the whole world for you.
Okay.
I'd avoid Sweden for a while.
That's what I want to hear. Okay, Italy would be nice. I'd need a number there, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's a nicer place. I like the language better.
It's warmer, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
It's also a very passionate lady. You get the feeling the whole damn continent's out to lunch?
Cliente qua che bisogna informazione per l'agenzia di telefono lì in Italia. Per cortesia ci può dare un...
Hello, sir?
Oui, yes?
Okay, sir. You want to pick up your regular phone now and tell the operator what you need?
Yes. Can he not hear me?
No, not clearly.
Okay.
Yes, if you are Italian.
Okay.
Sì, signore, pronto. Abbiamo bisogno di un numero di telefono per agenzie di telefono in Italia, perché vogliamo chiedere informazioni di agenzie di telefono in tutto il mondo. Per cortesia, ci può dare questa informazione, solo il numero, per cortesia.
Did you get that? Is he still there? I think we may have stunned him with that. Well, we appear to have stunned the operators by speaking the native language. They're still silent, not saying anything. We still have an open line there and just sort of hanging. So.
Hello, sir?
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir, this is the supervisor.
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, no, can I help you?
How did I get the supervisor?
Well, the operator hooked you up to me.
Ah.
Maybe I can help you.
Well, we were hooked up to Italy.
Yes.
and we were trying to get the phone number for the telephone company in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened, and I think we were disconnected.
Yeah, I don't think they were able to help us. Let me try it again for you.
Okay, thank you. A second chance.
This is the United States calling. We're looking for the telephone number for the phone company there.
For the what?
The telephone company in Italy.
Yes, where? What city?
What city, sir, are you looking for?
This would be in Rome.
Rome.
Is the name of the company?
Right.
It's the PTT.
How do you spell it? PTT then?
P. Peter, T. Thomas, and T. Ted.
No listing, I'm sorry.
The phone company is unlisted?
No listing for the phone company?
No.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Whoa. Hope he's okay. Thanks anyway, operator.
All right.
Sempre un amabile leggiadro viso, il pianto in riso e menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual più mal vento, muta la cento e di pensier. E di pensier. È sempre misero chi adesso fida.
All right, folks, we have a choice here. We can either continue our voyages and go on to Eastern Europe, or we can take some calls. I'm going to sit back and see what happens to the phone. 632-6901. We'll be back in 1 minute. Been decided. The Vienna Choir Boys have pushed the Italian opera out, and we're on our way to Austria. What we will find, who we will talk to, and how many people we'll annoy along the way, that's up to people that are far beyond us. Stay with us as we venture into Eastern Europe and beyond. Hello. Is anyone there?
She gave me the number 515-51, and you need zero for the switchboard, she says.
Need zero for the switchboard.
Right.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome back.
Hi. Yes, hello, operator. I need overseas information, please, for Yugoslavia. Thank you.
What city?
This would be Belgrade. Now, we don't have any Yugoslavian music, so we're playing the Austrian music. You got a problem with that? Maybe you want to listen to another station. We're going to keep doing it. Ah. Our first quote-unquote and italicized Iron Curtain concert. Sounds just like a Western country, doesn't it? Maybe there's a lesson to be learned there.
Yugoslavia, can you hear me? Hello, operator. Hello? New York, are you still on the line?
Do you mean me by that?
One moment, right, the second time.
Okay.
Yes, the operator's picking up there, but we're not getting any response.
I've never been called New York before, that's why I asked.
Well, you're in New York, aren't you?
Yes, that's true, but people usually don't call me by my city.
Yeah, but it's easier rather than so Yugoslavia.
No, it's a good idea. I've never done it before. I think maybe I'll start. Yo, Stony Brook's a fan. That's what our next stop is after Yugoslavia, folks. Do you have a map? Well, if you do, you'd know that it's a convenient hop over to Albania. But you also know the historical problems we have calling Albania on this program. Well, might as well get this operator to do it since we're not having any luck there. Hello, operator? Right. I was wondering, would it be possible to try a different country instead, and I'll just do this later?
Which country?
This would be Albania. It's right next to Yugoslavia.
Albania?
Yes, that's right. She doesn't know what awaits her. I have a record of Albanian folk music, but I didn't bring it because I know we're not going to get through. For that matter, we'd never get into the country.
Sir, there's no service available to that country.
No service at all?
Service at all.
That's very strange, isn't it?
You're saying Albania, A-L-B-A-N-I-A?
Yeah, that's the one, Albania.
There is no service to that country. It's government restricted.
Which government is that, ours or theirs?
Probably both. Probably more so Albania.
Uh-huh. That's too bad. I guess there's no way I can get... Well, even if I did get the number, I guess I couldn't call it then, could I?
No, we have no way to even get to the country. They don't allow routes.
Okay. Well, thanks for your help anyway.
You're welcome.
Have
Thank
a nice
you.
Night.
Oh,
Σ' αγαπώ, σ' αγαπώ, μα πως θες να στο πω, με ένα δάκρυ, με ένα γέλιο, με ένα βλέμμα. Σ' αγαπώ, σ' αγαπώ, μα πως θες να στο πω, να πιστέψεις πως αυτό δεν είναι ξένο.
Πάμε στα κουζούρια, σε μια γειτονιά, να το τραγουδήσω με διπλό παιδιά. Ένα ζεμπεκάκι
Στην Well, we're entering the boundaries of Greece now. And I'm running out of time.
Σ' αγαπώ, σ' αγαπώ, μα πως θες να στο πω, με τις άνοιξεις πουλιά να στο μιλήσω. Σ' αγαπώ, σ' αγαπώ, μα πως θες να στο πω, να πιστέψεις να με νιώσεις, να σε δίσω.
Rectory's ringing, one moment.
Thank you.
Pick up. It's early in the morning there.
Yeah, I was wondering, would we be able to try a different country? I'll just try Greece later, I guess.
Okay.
Can we try Bulgaria, the capital city, Sofia?
Okay, hold on.
Thank you. Oh, we have Bulgarian music, too. Let me look for it. Yes, it's Ivo Papasov and his Bulgarian wedding band.
One moment.
Thank you.
What is
международный разговор. Молиться, какие-то. Коммуникация интернациональ. Люди, пациенты, только застон. International Operated Service. Please hold on. Турецкий международный разговор. Молиться, какие-то. Коммуникация интернациональ. Люди, пациенты, только застон. International Operated Service. Please hold on. Турецкий международный разговор. Молиться, какие-то. Коммуникация интернациональ. Люди, пациенты, только застон. International Operated Service. Please hold on. Турецкий международный разговор. Молиться, какие-то. Коммуникация интернациональ. Люди, пациенты, только застон. International Operated Service. Please hold on. Турецкий международный разговор. Молиться, какие-то. Коммуникация интернациональ. Люди, пациенты, только застон. International Operated Service. Please hold on. Турецкий международный разговор. Молиться, какие-то. Коммуникация интернациональ. Люди, пациенты, только застон. International Operated Service. Please hold on. Турецкий международный разговор. Молиться, какие-то. Коммуникация интернациональ. Люди, пациенты, только застон. International Operated Service. Please hold on. Турецкий международный разговор. Молиться, какие-то. Коммуникация интернациональ. Люди, пациенты, только застон. International Operated Service. Please hold on. Турецкий международный разговор. Молиться, какие-то. Коммуникация интернациональ. Люди, пациенты, только застон.
Well, I think you probably get the point.
Communication international, Lille Paciente, quelques instants. International Operated Service, please hold on.
If and when we do get through, we will return. Yes, hello, operator. I need overseas information for Romania.
Sure, hold on.
Thank you. We decided to give up on Bulgaria for obvious reasons.
Is it a hotel you're looking for, some or a private residence?
I'm looking for the
hello.
Yes, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, or a resident?
I'm looking for a business, the telephone company there in Bucharest.
Cannot be completed at this time in the country you are calling. Please try your call later.
Hold on.
Your call cannot be completed.
Probably both lines are busy.
Your call cannot be completed at this time in the country you are calling.
Yeah, try it later. Hello?
Yes, okay, I'll try it later then. Thank you so much. Well, if you want to be the second caller to brain damage, you only had one call tonight. Because we only took one call. Call us now, 632-6901. Because we only have 5 minutes left in the program. You know, We went a lot further than I thought we would. Didn't make it through all of Europe. We still have Hungary, Czechoslovakia, East Germany, Poland, the Soviet Union, Finland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Great Britain, and Ireland. But you can only do so much in 2 hours, you know? Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Okay.
You forgot Turkey. Turkey's a Eastern nation, or a European nation.
Is it considered part of Europe, or I wasn't sure, you know, if that was part of the Mideast or something.
Yeah, it's kind of in the middle between Europe and the Middle East, but it's considered a Middle Eastern country. I mean, a European country, sorry.
Okay, thanks for telling me that, because I should have gotten it from Greece to Turkey to Bulgaria instead of Greece to Bulgaria.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
wonderful thing you're doing there. I like it.
All right.
Interesting and very psychedelic.
It is pretty psychedelic. I feel pretty psycho myself. By the way, I should pass this on to people who think that we're just throwing money away here. Not one of those calls cost a penny. They're all free. You can call international information anytime you want.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's just one of those little things, one of those little hints we pass along every now and then.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, sir.
Take care.
All right. Good evening.
Hello,
Eric. Yeah?
Yes, are you playing a remix of something?
Am I what?
It's what you're playing right now. The Big Audio Dynamite.
I'm not playing any music at all. Your radio station must be cross-tuned with another radio station.
I hear something. It sounds sort of like something on the new album, but...
Well...
Not quite normal.
No. There must be something wrong with your radio. I suggest throwing it out the window.
Yeah, I've already tried it. It didn't work.
I have to make sure that it goes out the window. Follow it.
Huh. I did, but I had to come and it got sort of cold.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, the show is pretty interesting today.
Did you join us on our journey across the world?
Yeah, actually, another country that's considered European is Israel. Israel is considered being in Europe because of the its geographical location.
Well... Now, you see, I looked at a map, okay? I looked at a map of Europe.
Considered part of the continent of Europe.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting about it? I see Istanbul, which is the capital of Turkey.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is it Ankara? Which is it? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Oh, whatever it is. Istanbul is in Turkey. I know that much. And it doesn't say Turkey. It just says Istanbul, as if only Istanbul is in Europe and Turkey isn't, which doesn't make any sense. It also says Morocco. And Morocco is most definitely in Africa. I mean, it is. I'm not even going to argue about that. But there's... I mean, Israel is not even on the book. It would be off the page.
Well, Israel is geographically part of Europe because it's not in Africa and it's not in Asia. It's geographically considered part of Europe.
Always causing problems.
Yeah, those Middle Eastern countries.
Okay, well, I think we'll do it a Mideast swing sometime.
I think that we should just, you know, make a... just take the entire Middle East and call it a continent itself because it sort of is.
Yeah, that'd be nice. You know, I don't understand really why Europe is called a continent, because it's
it
really...
is, though, because until the, you know, the Ural Mountains.
Yeah. Okay, if you go by mountain ranges and things like that. But not Greenland, that's a continent, I think.
No, it's not. Because to be a continent, it has to be on its own tectonic plate.
Oh, you're a wise guy, aren't you?
Yeah. You have Africa on a tectonic plate. You have North, you know, you have...
This just in, Istanbul used to be Byzantium. Byzantium?
Yeah, that was a...
The capital of the East. Rome was the capital of the West.
Yeah.
And who won the playoff?
Byzantium lasted longer.
There was a sudden death playoff between the two. I know that. I think it ended in a tie, didn't it?
No, Byzantium won.
Rome won? Rome won, okay.
No. Rome didn't win. Rome lost. Rome was backed by the Germans.
Well, is the library still open? We can go over and check out the scores. And the microphone.
No, Byzantium lasted 1,000 years longer.
Our time is up. I'd like to debate this much longer, but sorry, that's the way it goes.
Don't accept false substitutes. Byzantium won.
And that'll have to be the final word. Sorry, folks. Brain damage. That's it for this week. I'll be back next week. And probably we'll take some calls next week or do something else. But I would like to get to the rest of the Eastern Bloc. But we'll just have to see, you know? Yeah, you can write us to Brain Damage Care of WUSB, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. And, of course, our phone number is 516-632-6901. It's not going to do you much good now, but write it down for future reference. See you later. Bye.